This Sunday we celebrate the day of Pentecost when something amazing happened. 120 believers all together. They've been patient, but now the moment they have been waiting for springs into life. They hear a sound like a violent wind. It fills the whole house. I guess it was deafening. They saw what looked like tongues of fire that separated and landed on them. This was their baptism in the Spirit. This was the time for the message to go out. They began to speak in other languages, languages they did not know. Jesus was still doing miracles, and this was a big one. Pentecost was a Jewish festival, so there were many visitors in Jerusalem. The book of Acts tells us that they came from every country under the sky and then goes on to list the areas. The first three places mentioned are in present-day Iran, the next in Iraq, then five areas of present-day Turkey, then Egypt, Libya, Rome, Crete, the island of Greece, and the Arabian Peninsula. And each one heard the believers praising God in the language of the place that they came from. I don't know how many languages there were, but it would have been quite a few. The visitors would not expect to hear their native languages at this festival. The people were amazed, bewildered, perplexed, as people often are with Jesus. They wanted to know what it meant. These people who were doing this were from Galilee. They shouldn't be able to do this. Some people made fun of the believers and said they were drunk. I wonder how they were behaving that made people say that. But Peter sees it as his way in. The good news of the resurrection can now be spoken, and people are listening. The power of the Spirit, which Jesus had promised, has come. The message of Jesus and his resurrection is for people of every language and every culture. Jesus had told the apostles that the message would go out to the ends of the earth. How appropriate that the message should be launched to a diverse group of people. They were all Jews, and we shouldn't forget that. And we certainly should not stop being grateful for our Jewish inheritance. But they heard it in the language of the place they came from. God's plan is to pour out his Spirit on everyone, not just one group of people. And that's the first point of Peter's speech. For everyone, male and female, old and young. And it's all down to Jesus. Please do watch the video tomorrow to find out what happened next.